Hello and welcome to the Money Nerds Podcast, where owning a calculator, budgeting your money, and having a net worth is actually cool. I'm your host, Whitney Hansen, and each week I'll be chatting with inspiring people to learn their secrets to financial success. Now let's dive into the show. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. Today we are celebrating our Plotiversary. It has been 1 year since the Money Nerds Podcast has launched and made its debut, and I am so excited that you've been part of this journey the entire time. It has been fun. I have learned so much. And so I thought, because this is kind of a fun celebration episode, I wanted to share with you guys some lessons learned. And I broke this up into two different categories. There's my life lessons learned from this podcast, and then money lessons learned. So let's dive into that, and make sure you stay tuned to the entire episode, because at the end, I have a free gift for you. It's a really sweet one. It's one of my courses. I'm going to give you the coupon code so you can go through the course. So stay tuned towards the end. I'll explain more about that later. Okay. When I first started this podcast, I was scared. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I was terrified. I remember sitting there thinking, what are people going to think of me? What the heck am I going to be saying? Why do they even want to talk to me? And so there was so much self-doubt and limitations that came up. But at the same time, I was really excited because I got to chat with all these really cool people and hear their stories. But ultimately, this leads me to my first life lesson. It's scary to talk to strangers, right? I think everybody experiences this, but they are equally as scared as you are. And once I started to realize that, then it started to help me ease up a little bit and not be so, I don't know, critical, and not, you know, not be so afraid of, well, what are they thinking of me? They're feeling the exact same way. And so I think that if you can really internalize that, and you can start to see that people are just as scared as you are, it helps, especially if you're going in for an interview or a promotion or something at work too, where you're really a little bit nervous. Remember, they are just as scared as you, and that's okay. The second one that I really learned was how important it is to take time for connection. It's critical for our lives. And when I started to realize this, I started to realize that we are in such a digital world where we're all so connected to our device, our computer, our iPhone, or whatever we're using. We're so connected to that, that we tend to forget that there is life outside of that, and there's people outside of that too. So when you immediately start to realize that connection is everything, at the end of the day, if you're not connecting with people and you're not meeting cool new people, you're not really progressing in life. I think it's critical, and it's something that we're all missing much more of. So that's one of the things that this podcast has taught me, especially so, is that we can make time to connect. I mean, I'm sitting in my kitchen from Boise, Idaho, recording this, and I've been able to connect from people that live across the world and people that are not in Idaho. In fact, I don't think any of my guests have been from Idaho. And once you start to realize how important it is to connect with people using the devices we have, I think that's where things get really exciting and you get to reach new opportunities. So just keep that in mind, that connection is critical. The other one that I've really learned and internalized actually came from our guest, Scott Kies from Scott's Cheap Flights. I can't remember the episode that Scott's was in, but go back through, I think it was like 25-ish maybe. And so what Scott's Cheap Flights taught me, what he taught me specifically, is to be open to possibility. Your next journey might be the greatest thing in the world, but if you're so focused on this one area, then you might be missing out on some really cool opportunities. So be open to wherever life takes you. For him, it was freelance writing. And then he started to do Scott's Cheap Flights, which I'm a huge fan of. But when he made that switch, that's when he started to find life to be a lot more fulfilling, rewarding, and he just got more excited about it. And he helps people like me find really cheap flights and fulfill this need of travel. So it's really cool. But you have to be open to change and to possibility. So when it's right in front of your face, you take it instead of just pushing it off. That was a big lesson for me too. Another huge lesson came from the episode with Lisa Ferrance. Lisa was a rock star guest. And honestly, she hit me so close to home on so many levels because she talked about dealing with trauma victims and people that have been through abuse. And I've shared a little bit here and there, but my childhood was not fun. It was not really enjoyable for a lot of reasons. But one of the things that she mentioned is people that deal with trauma or abuse or any type of like dysfunction, they sometimes go from one situation to another, like strongly and solely just because they are comfortable with that. So even if it's a toxic relationship, you might have been in an abusive relationship and then all of a sudden you're in an abusive job. That's how this stuff works. And until you get into the inner workings of yourself and your mind, you will not get rid of that. But I loved that because that really made me think and it made me reflect on how I personally have done that to myself and how I've observed people that I love and care about do something similar to. So be careful of that fallacy there. And then the last life lesson that I learned from this podcast in general is to embrace your own humor. You know, this came from Joe Saul Sehy. And after listening to him talk about how his podcast didn't start taking off until they embraced dad humor, I love that. I thought that was really cool. And I think when you can become authentic to yourself and just, you know, being who you are, even if that is you have weird mom or dad humor, it's okay. Embrace that and own that. And that's where you start to find more fun and enjoyment and success. Okay. This is a money podcast, so let's talk a little bit about the money lessons learned. This has been so intriguing for me because I initially thought very blindly that I may not learn that much about money. I was like, I have a pretty good grasp on this stuff, but I was so wrong. I was so wrong. One of the things that really stuck out to me through all of these interviews is how important real estate investing is. And I know that, and I know that it works for a lot of people, but I never really wanted to do it for myself because it always seemed like a huge pain in the butt. And so now I'm starting to actively look into that further, and that's going to be a bigger part of my financial portfolio. So real estate investing is important. The next one, be obsessed with your goals. I don't know if you guys picked this up, but I was counting and at least 20 of our guests had said they were obsessed with their financial goal. That to me was fascinating. When I started hearing that word come up over and over again, it really kind of made me stop and think, what's going on there? Why are we so obsessed with this? And is that really the key to success? So if you go back through and you listen to the people that paid off a lot of debt, so I'm thinking Zena Kumach, myself, my own story. If you're looking at Melissa Thomas, if you're looking at Jen Hemphill, if you're looking at all of these people's stories, that was one of those things that they mentioned. They were obsessed with their goal of paying off debt. And once you get to that level of obsession and your mind is so focused on that, everything else disappears temporarily, but that's where you start to see the biggest results. So don't be afraid of being obsessed. It may seem a little bit weird. I think that that word has a negative connotation, but every single person that I've talked with that had really cool goals or paid off a lot of debt really quickly was obsessed with that goal. The next thing I've learned, how important your mindset is. I don't know if you guys noticed this either, but this was something that it was so fun to hear people's perspectives of mindset and how they get in the zone and all of this stuff when it comes to their financial lives. But it's really true. I think Kelly Ruta said it best too when she talked about your mindset will. That's kind of your level, that's your barrier, that's your ceiling, so to speak, whatever your mindset is set at. And I thought that was really weird and interesting because if you are one of those people that maybe you're stuck at this certain level, you can't make more than $40,000 a year. That's where you just keep getting stuck. Or you can't seem to just stick to your budget. Or you just can't, you know, you build up your savings and you get it really high and then all of a sudden something happens and you have to tap into that savings again. When that stuff happens, that is more than likely a mindset block. And that's what I thought was so weird. Tanya Rainier talked a lot about this too in her episode. How do you break through those mindsets? It was really interesting. Most of the time it comes down to journaling and self-awareness. So remember that was where you can start to track what you're saying to yourself about money or about your life in general. And then you can start to find patterns and make changes as you need. But mindset is everything. And if you think it doesn't affect your financial life, you're dead wrong. Because as we talked about earlier, if you're stuck at a certain income level or you can't pay off debt or you build up your savings just to deplete it, there is likely a mindset block going on there where you have to get real with yourself and figure out, why do I keep self-sabotaging? So get clear with yourself on that. It's really important. Take the time to do that inner work. It matters a lot. And then the last money lesson that I've learned, aside from many, many money lessons, I thought that the Experian guy, Mike Broomer, that was super cool to hear about all of the different like identity theft hacks and how people are stealing our identity. So aside from the tactical stuff, I want to go a little higher level. The thing that I've learned in general from every single one of our guests on this show has been to stop comparing your money life to others. And that was critical. And it sounds like such a simple thing to do, but when you actually start to implement this into your life, when you stop looking at Instagram and seeing who went on this really cool vacation or what's their new shirt that they have, or, oh my God, so-and-so bought a new car. When you can stop comparing what everyone else is doing to your life, that's when you can start to focus. You can start to become obsessed. You can break through some of those limiting beliefs, and you can just start to have more fun with your life. But you've got to stop comparing your life to others. Everyone is in a very different place, right? I think we all get that. We're not in the same place in life. We all start the same way. Well, so we think. There's different environmental factors and demographics that play a factor in this too. But in general, we all start with a blank slate. We have no money and we have no idea what we're going to do. We have to figure it out. And immediately we start to get little wins. Maybe you got your first job when you were 16 and you were so proud because you were working at Mickey D's and you were making a little bit of cash and you're really excited about that. But then your friend, they start to tell you about their cool new job where they're working at a golf course and they're making more money than you. And you immediately are like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why am I not making that much? I should be working on this. That's where it all starts. And then it comes down to when people buy that new car and your friend pulls up in front of your house and is like, hey dude, check out my new car. I just got this thing. And you're looking at that and you're like, looking at your jalopy thinking, oh my God, I wish I had a nicer car. So you start to think, okay, how do I get a better car? When you're not looking at the whole picture, this perpetuates further in our lives too. I see it a lot with college students. I see it a lot with myself sometimes in business. I see this all the time. It's such a common thing, but you've got to break through that because if you don't, if you're only looking at each situation as a whole, as an individual piece, excuse me, when you're doing that, when you're not taking it as a whole, what you're not seeing is the bigger picture of what's actually going on behind the scenes. So your friend that got that new car and you thought it was so cool, they may have a $400 car payment per month and your jalopy is, you know, running on like 30 bucks for car insurance. So it's a very different situation. Same thing with houses, same thing with income. The other piece too is it's really critical that you don't compare your life to others in the sense of being a negative person in this way as well. So when you are comparing your life to other people's, and maybe it's other people's success, what you're not seeing is how many years of sacrifice did they make to get to that point? Or how many late nights did they stay up working in order to make more money and buy this really cool home? Or, you know, what are they doing on a normal basis that allows them to travel more? You're not seeing the whole picture, and that's really dangerous to do. So before you fall into the comparison trap, make sure you stand back and you start to see what is the exact picture. And if you don't know, ask them. Most people are really willing to talk about their struggles and to get to their successes. Most people are very open. Remember, they're just as afraid as you are. So that's a good little thing to go into with. But keep in mind, you're not seeing everything. Okay. I know I'm like reiterating this because it's really that important. But that was one of the key things that I've learned from every single one of the guests as well, is how important it is not to compare yourself to other people's successes or failures. Because at the end of the day, we're all at different places in life and it doesn't matter unless you're progressing in your own life, okay? So keep that in mind. It's a really important lesson. Guys, those were a few of my key takeaways. I could probably talk for hours about all the things that I've learned from all of the guests in a year of doing this podcast. It's been so eye-opening for me to hear from other people's successes, their failures, and start to implement some of their tricks into my own life. I've had a really good time with it. And I know that a lot of you listening are trying to pay off debt. And that's why you probably listen to this show, is you find a little bit of inspiration behind it. I think that's super cool and I appreciate it. But I wanted to give you this gift to help further educate you on paying off debt. So it's a course that I created maybe about 2 years ago called Crush One Debt. And the course will take you through how to get a quick win on one of your debts so that you can start to get excited and you can start to see some progress. And frankly, I can't think of a better time to go through this course, especially with the holidays coming up. So the course is yours for free for being a listener to the show. I have 100 coupon codes. If you use Money Nerd, and there's a link in the show notes, if you go to WhitneyHanson.com and you click on courses, it'll take you there. You'll find Crush One Debt. All you have to do is enter Money Nerd in checkout and you get to go through the course for free. So it's pretty cool. And I'd love to see what you think of it. I hope you take me up on this offer. Completely free. There's no strings attached. I'm not going to email you and try to upsell you later or anything like that. There's no crazy sell attached. It's just my way of saying thank you for listening to this episode, this podcast, and being part of my 1 year podiversary. I'm so stoked about this. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. If you like this episode, share it with somebody you know, leave a review, comment, do all that fun stuff. And I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.